Bob Rocks?
Hi, it's Jen from My Mom So Hard.
Hi, Jen. It's Nasty Bob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was going to connect Kristen, if you guys are ready.
Sure, yes.
Okay, is everybody on?
Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Nasty Bob.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Is it Nancy Bob or Nasty Bob?
It's Nasty Bob.
Love it.
Yeah, it's always been a thing with me because they're like, you're not so nasty. And I'm like, well, I can be. So there's that.
Yeah.
It depends what kind of nasty you want me to get.
Yeah.
You sound like a good time, I'll tell you that. I don't know exactly what it means, but fun.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I had to get nasty with the baby daddy last night, but that was a bad nasty, not a good nasty for me.
Oh, well, whatever went down, I want you to know, Jen and I think you're right. You're right, he's wrong. Just so you know, immediately.
I don't want to brag, but I had one like 10 minutes ago with my husband over the state of my daughter's hair since we've been gone for 5 days. Holy cow.
Oh, no. So there's been no brush, no nothing, just on top of her head?
I think she's developed a skin condition. I don't know what's going on in there, but I got to sit them both down and have them watch some YouTube videos on hygiene.
Yeah, I don't understand what happens, why it changes. Like, because my daughter loves the water. You can't get her out of the pool, even playing in a creek and whatever else. But shower, bath, it's like, she's 11.
We talk about that in the live show, yeah.
They're not going to go down the drain. I mean, you would think that was when they were babies, but no, they're 11 now. You're not going down the drain. You're fine.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's specifically the girls, too.
Oh, yeah. This is all about you. I am so excited to talk to you, lovely ladies. Let me introduce authors, podcasters, comedians, professional drinkers, besties, and what can be the best and the worst job at times, moms. Kristen and Jen with I Mom So Hard.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited that you're going to be in our area Saturday at Hollywood Casino in Charlestown with, of course, your I Mom So Hard flashback tour. Thank you for being in the area and bringing your education, I should say. I guess you should add teacher, right? What else could we add to that resume of yours?
Fellow complainer, perhaps. I mean, we're so excited. We've done about 10 shows now with this tour. It's an all-new show, and we've decided that, like, the here and now is a little bit too depressing. So we're flashing back to like when we were younger and like we were in middle school and high school and the good times that we had. And it's just been so much fun. We've had all these women like come to the show dressed up in like ridiculous 80s tracksuits with their hair crimped. It's been so much fun.
Oh, that takes me back. They were my days too. So I probably still have some of those clothes in my closet, which is sad to say. Unlike my kid.
Okay, I'm so sorry, you guys. I don't know what happened.
It's okay. It's technology.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. That's a whole
and
other.
Now
do you
I'm
have
outside.
A subject on that, too?
I'm outside. Yeah.
How the kids are smarter than we are, but then they expect us to figure things out or do it for them?
Oh, yeah, there's not enough time in the day to talk about these subjects.
Yeah,
no.
My kids think because they know a lot about Egypt, they're geniuses. And I'm like, see where that's going to get you in about 25 years.
Yeah.
A very specific degree.
Yeah. Were the pyramids really real or did the aliens bring them? How about that?
Oh, boy.
Obviously aliens. Of course it's aliens.
I know this is your fifth tour. Did you ever think you would be adding this to your resume? You've now brought the flashback tour that's going to be at Hollywood Casino in Charlestown. What made you add that?
I think that we just wanted to feel like, because we know right now that, like, you know, our age, like, you're dealing with your parents, you're dealing with your kids. It feels a lot of time that it's just very overwhelming. So we wanted to, like, bring that to light, but then also go back in time to a younger time when we just got to celebrate being young and, you know, what that felt like in friendship and what that feels like now. And it's really been such a joyful show. It's like a huge party, and we're having an absolute blast with it.
Yeah, and definitely middle school from the mom's perspective feels like really hard and not super fun. But if you remember back to when you were in middle school, you were like, this whole world opened up and it was like a Motley Crue video. So it was like really, really fun from your perspective as a kid.
Yes, I do agree with that. And that's what mine's getting prepared for middle school next year. So I'm already on high blood pressure medicine.
Yeah, Godspeed to you.
It's as hard as they say, just so you know, but there's also joy there. And I think that's what we've been trying to do is sort of weigh out, like, yes, this part of life is really tough. And as a mom of a middle schooler, it's even harder on us because we've been there, we've done that, but we have to let them live their own lives. So then we're just like, let's just make light of all of this and have some fun and also bring in all those things that Jen and I always love to talk about, which is like our bodies, where we're at, what it's like to be married, married sex, married everything. And it's just a rowdy party that sort of does the thing that we know how to do, which is run a good party, make everybody laugh, and then hopefully everybody leaves with a little bit of a pep in their step.
Yeah, and we haven't performed there before, I don't think. And just so you know, it's like it's a two-person stand-up show. So if you listen to our podcast or you see the videos online, it's a little bit different. It's like about an hour and 15 minutes of Kristen and I back and forth doing stand-up. And from what we've heard, some part of your body will hurt from laughing, and that's the best compliment we can get.
Yay, that's what I need.
Yay!
And I know this show is great for the ladies and the moms, but will the men understand it, or will it just go over top their heads?
Oh, gosh, no. They are having a ball. I mean, listen, it's fair play for them to come to a show and it be filled with women, and we're going to make fun of them. But we've noticed the men who do come to the show, they're such a good sport, and they always come back to the meet and greet and say, I didn't know what to expect. I've never laughed harder. So, like, they're on board. You know, be ready to buy drinks. Be ready to be the designated driver. But, you know, still be prepared to be among hundreds of women.
Nice. Now, I know for my daughter, what I do for her friends is cool, being in radio, and I'll even like point out, like when we're in the car, hey, I'm on that commercial, and she gives me no response. Do you get the same thing, the same reaction from your kids? Are you the cool
mom? Are you joking?
Yeah, no.
No. Here's one thing we'll tell you. We've had the great pleasure of being on the Kelly Clarkson show a handful of times, and she told us that her kids don't like when she sings. So we feel like that is emblematic of what all moms do, is like, no matter what you do, you're not going to be cool doing it. So no, they do not roll out a parade for us.
From the day they're born is humble you and dim your light.
And that's what your show is all about, to bring back the light.
That's
right. Bring back the light.
You need to add that.
Right.
We all need to have like light sticks.
Yes.
You do. We have glow sticks for Saturday.
Yes.
Please say there's glow sticks.
Say everybody, there's been so many women that have been showing up, and this is our favorite thing, is when they wear flashback clothes, either 1980s, 90s, whatever your era was. We've had women dressed up in like rock and roll t-shirts, like whatever it is that gets you in the mood for that kind of life. Like, wear it, do it, be it. It really adds so much fun to the show. We just go crazy.
Now, I have one real question. What type of orange juice for your mimosas?
Oh, I mean,
no pulp, obviously.
Nope. No pulp,
Close
yeah.
You, down.
You don't need any of that on your lips.
Yeah, or in your teeth.
Or in your teeth, yes.
But if someone's giving me a mimosa, it's a good day anyway. So, like, you know, I don't care.
There's really no wrong answer when it comes to mimosas.
And will your wine be back in stock?
It should be. It's stock. Is it? If somebody's telling me it's out of stock, that's a good sign. We have our wine. It's available on mymomsohard.com. And the rosé is our favorite. And with spring and summer coming up, actually our Chardonnay is really good too. So yeah, you can't go wrong.
And how'd you fall into that?
Well, they said, hey, do you want to come to a vineyard and make wine? And Jen and I said, I think we should be there 10 days. And they said, we only need you here a day and a half. And we were like, but we should be here for 10 days. And then they made us go home and they said, you guys are really good at wine.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's how it came to be.
I'm glad it worked out for you.
Our Chardonnay won an award, which I am not at all surprised by, because if I've become an expert at anything, it is Chardonnay. Not parenting, but Chardonnay.
I'm sure there's an award out there for you. We all need awards.
Yeah, motherhood is its own reward. Isn't that what they say?
That's what they say. Yeah, have kids. Yeah. It's the greatest. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty great, but there's some darkness involved. And so we're all just trying to get through. It's like you said, we need to add the light, right?
Yes. So do you take it when you're on tour as work or a little mini vacation from the kids or a little both?
We like to tell our husbands that it's incredibly hard, that nobody has any fun, that it is us grinding it out. But in real life, we are having the time of our lives and we love being together. And it's the best kept secret. We look around at our hotel room that we get to have by ourselves and we're like, this is awesome. But yeah, we don't tell the husbands because we need them to think it's misery.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep that our secret. I promise.
Yeah, that's our secret.
I will not tell anybody. I promise.
Great.
Well, I want to thank you both for being honest and so vulnerable. I think some university needs to give you like an honorary degree in like psychology or something, because You have become a cheap therapist for so many moms that get into the slumps of feeling like they're doing it wrong or it can't only be me. So I just want to give you a big thank you for being the voice of all us moms out there who struggle from time to time and need that light. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for saying that. That's so nice. That's going to take me through my day.
Aww. I know. Thank you. That's so sweet.
And I'm sure you get asked all the time.
We want to see you.
If you ever want a new friend or a third wheel to your mom party and you're in the area, please, because I'm exhausted and I would love to have some friends to do it with.
Oh, you got it, girl. Count on
Kristen,
it.
Kristen, Jen, and Nasty Bob. I love it.
It doesn't sound terrible.
It doesn't sound terrible. And I know good 80s rock and hair bands, so I'm with you with Skid Row and all that. Motley Crue. I got you, girls.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now you're talking our language. You're talking our seventh grade language.
Well, I hope to see you this Saturday at Hollywood Casino in Charlestown. This is I, Mom So Hard flashback tour with Kristen and Jen. Make sure you get your tickets at Hollywood Casino Charlestown and be there ready to flashback to the 80s and just let the light shine.
That's awesome. Right. Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you at the show.
Can't wait to see you. Is there anything else you would like to say before you head out?
Just get ready, ladies. It's going to be a party.
Party.
Well, we should say you can get tickets at imomsohard.com and you can follow us on all the socials and get the podcast there too.
There you go. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.